This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
When you love riding a motorcycle, you want to ride it everywhere, even to a physical.
Let's check your weight. Hop on the scale. Look at that. You're down a few pounds.
Oh, yeah. Must be the new carbon fiber wheels.
And when you love saving money, you want to save even more. That's why GEICO makes it easy to bundle your motorcycle and car insurance.
I'm going to prescribe 91 octane for your engine knock, and we'll want to see you again in 3,000 miles.
Kickstart your savings with GEICO Motorcycle. Bundle and save on the things you love.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. Coming up on the big show today, comedians Ms. Pat and Megan Gailey in the studio right after this.
Yeah, that was the one.
Living easy, living free, season ticket on a one-way ride. Asking nothing, leave me be, I'm taking everything in my stride. Don't need reasons, don't need rhyme, there ain't nothing that I'd rather do. I'm going down, it's party time, yeah, my friends are gonna be there too. I'm on a highway to hell.
Speed limits. Ain't nobody gonna slow me down. Bang like a wheel. I'm gonna spin it. Ain't nobody gonna mess me around. Hey, Satan, paid my dues. Playing in the bluegrass band. Hey, mama, look at me. I'm on my way to the promised land. I'm on a highway to hell.
Bravo. The
Now, some more Bob and Tom.
You want it. You need it. You can't live without it.
This is Bob and Tom Extra.
The lovely Christy Lee is right over there. The lovely Ms. Pat is over there.
Mm-hmm.
Ladies first. And the lovely Megan Gailey is over there. Hi, Megan.
Hi, Christy. You've got backup today.
Yeah, I know. This has never happened.
Some girl power.
Three of us in one room.
Oh, yeah. It feels
good.
I like it.
Whoop-dee-doo.
Really?
There's Chick, and then we have Josh. That's our engineer, Ace Cosby. This is Tom speaking. Welcome back to the show. Thanks very much for joining us. We have a lot of things happening all at the same time. And Ms. Pat is working on her TV show. You're filming in Hollywood coming up in, what, August?
We're looking like August.
Okay, very good. Should be very exciting.
I am excited.
Now, have you seen Megan on her commercial?
No, I haven't. I don't look at TV. Megan, you on a
commercial? I don't look at TV.
I don't look at TV.
But you're going to be on
TV. She's making a TV show.
I watch Netflix, okay? I'm busy. I got kids. Look at Megan. She ain't had no baby. I got a husband.
Thank you. I didn't even tell you that. I feel like you just looked at my body and knew.
I knew.
You were like, those hips haven't spread all the way yet.
Megan, you still talk. Your voice say, I'm single. Look at me.
Now, a couple things. Megan, you're in the Blue Diamond Almond commercial.
I am the Blue Diamond Almond girl.
You're the sweet-looking red hair girl, and that's your real red hair. That I just a point of order. Pat's hair is store bought. Do you mind if I mention that?
No, baby.
Okay.
No,
those are nice.
Now, I like it when she calls you baby. I like that very much.
Thank you.
Because you like to use the word baby too.
Thank you, my dear.
Ah.
Pat, a real quick question: is that made of real human hair? That wig?
I don't know who died to put it on my head, but somebody gone.
Wow.
Really? Because that's the longest I've ever seen you wear. That goes down halfway to the no-no place.
My crack.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Sure. Yeah. Yep.
Much more illustrative. nature of the discourse that we... never mind.
Supposed to say witch cracker.
Yeah, okay.
It's a bunch of them back there.
Is that really human hair, though? Seriously?
Yes, Tom.
So that must cost a lot of money.
Not as much. How much you want to donate? I got a GoFundMe just for you to donate to me. You've been promising me a wig for a long time, Tom.
What does that one go for?
I think I pay like $450 for it.
Wow.
And you have to keep replacing the top because the top keep thinning out.
Oh. Okay.
The top takes a lot of wear and tear.
That's unbelievable. But now you're a married woman, and Megan, I understand that you are about to be married.
I'm getting married.
Congratulations.
Congratulations. Wow.
When, Megan?
In December.
You having a big wedding?
It's a size where there's going to be people I don't like there.
That's unfortunate.
So that's, but it's not big enough. Like, it sounds like it's going to be big. It's going to be like 140.
Oh.
Did you have a big wedding?
No.
No?
I went to the courthouse on Friday.
Oh, yeah. See, that's...
it's free on Fridays?
Is it really? This is the kind of fact that only Ms. Brad...
Yeah.
You can pay your traffic ticket and just at a piece. So I was like, hey, dude, we've been together forever. Let's go and do this free only on Fridays.
Aww, oh, no. Romantic.
All right.
Ms. Well, Pat, how long have you been married?
Oh, 92, a long time.
92 years. Wow.
Yeah, that is. That's very.
1992.
Still.
Hey, black don't crack, but not that long.
It do die. That's what you're trying to say. Yeah, of course. Yeah. So,
long time.
How long? But you were with your husband prior to the marriage for a while?
Of course.
So are you counting? Are you when you was 92 when you got together with him, or 92 when you actually got married?
91 when I met him, 92 when we did it.
Wow. Okay. Did it.
I had to do it quick, Tom. Black man, back teeth, good job. You can't be right.
Yeah.
I can't let that one go, right?
Child, no baby mamas, nobody to beat up.
Oh.
That lad dude had like 12 baby mamas.
Oh, my.
Miss Pat, Miss Pat, how many kids do you have?
I got four.
Yeah, but aren't you currently raising?
Yeah, I got four kids and four crack babies.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So how many do you have at your house right now?
Four.
Oh,
four.
So, okay.
Four little ones.
Yeah.
They broke my dishwasher yesterday.
Oh, boy.
$1,200 dishwasher. Oh, I turned into a black mama. I tucked that belt and you'd have thought I was a slave on them.
Oh, yeah. That's
uncomfortable. What? Oh, I'm sorry. Somebody's calling me in the hallway. Okay.
Can we rewind? Right,
yeah, let's go back to Megan.
Rewind.
Megan started a career in comedy in Chicago and is now off in
Los Angeles.
Did you meet your man there?
No, we actually met in Chicago. We were friends for 8 years. Nothing ever happened. No romantic interest in each other. And then, you know, we got drunk one night, and now we're getting married.
Hmm. Okay.
The
mm-hmm.
classic love story.
That's how white girls get engaged.
That's
over cheap alcohol.
Oh, no, it was good alcohol.
Okay, I'm sorry.
It was good.
I can make that distinction.
That's how rich white girls get engaged. The top shelf. But when you get, I mean, I got the ring, and then you get engaged and everyone just asks you the same questions. Everyone's like, were you surprised? And I was like, no, but I was happy. And then they don't like that answer. Everyone wants you to be shocked. And it's like, if you're proposing to someone and they're shocked, that's a bad sign.
Yeah.
Like, if they don't want to get on that gazebo with you, that's a no. You know?
Yeah.
And then they're like, how'd you know? I'm like, I'm smarter than him.
Did he get on his knee?
He got half on his knee, and then I started laughing. I thought we were going to get mugged. There was like a pack of undesirables milling around, and I knew he had a rock in his pocket, and I was like, let's wrap this up.
You know Megan got money. Undesirables.
This may not be a shock to you, but Megan used to be my next-door neighbor.
I already know that.
We all had our suspicions.
Tom. Undesirables. I'm like, what is undesirable? No. Pigeons in the park?
I have a technical question. I'll start with you, Ms. Pat. Do you?
Sure,
I can't see your hands from here. Do you have a wedding ring on?
I do have a nice ring from the Shane Company.
Okay, that's nice. Is that the one you got back in the day, or is it?
Child, no, we didn't have no ring. He licked my finger.
Licked her finger.
She said leaked her finger. So,
licked. L-I-C-K.
And by the way, this is semi-off topic. We had an interesting news story. Maybe you remember this, Christy. It was this last year. one of the most removed tattoos. Remember this?
The wedding ring.
The wedding ring
tattoo.
People get the tattoo for the instead of a wedding ring, they'll get a tattoo in their ring finger. That in some places is the number one tattoo that is removed.
Well, we couldn't even afford a tattoo.
Okay.
We just used that bread clipping and licked each other's finger and went about our business. He just lost his ring too. We had rings later on.
Yeah.
He lost his ring and I'm gonna replace it one day.
Okay.
But this was an upgrade for over 20-something years.
You've heard guys about losing their wedding rings. You've heard about that, right?
Yeah. Well, you put it in your pocket at the bar, and next thing you know, it's gone.
So, Megan, my question for you is, did you had you picked out the ring, or did he give you, like, a starter ring?
Ring, I think of this as a starter ring. He thinks of this as the end ring. The ring caused a lot of issues. It is annoying because everyone will see it and be like, oh, my God, he did such a good job. And it's like, I did this. Like, I'm the architect. He's the financer.
You bought the ring?
No.
Oh.
But I built it.
So you had already kind of picked it out, so you knew it was coming eventually.
And my mom was in on it. My mom sent him a ring that was for like Kate Middleton though. Like she sent him like a 5-carat and he's like, I don't think I can do that. I'm like, good for you, mom, for believing in me that I could make that happen, but that's not happening.
Okay.
But
you kind of built it so you knew the ring was coming.
Excuse me, what is built a ring?
Like I told him I told my mom who told him, and then he went to New Jersey and it's already broken. What?
Oh.
I think he got it off of like a dead body somewhere. I mean, there's two diamonds that already fell out.
Oh, they don't do that at the Shane Company.
Yeah.
they do a good job there.
You've got a friend in the diamond business.
Right.
Thank you.
Yeah. That's right. He travels the world, so we don't have to.
That's right. Yeah.
He does.
We'll find out more about Megan's life and Ms. Pat's life in just a second.
Totally different, Tom.
Yeah, they are. But now you're doing great now, Ms. Pat. You got your TV show coming. You're working with a bunch of big wigs in Hollywood.
I ain't as good as Megan.
And you've got a TV show, as I said, in the works. And you've got your new podcast.
I do have a podcast.
Which is called...
I love Tom.
What's the
Pat Down.
It's the Pat Down.
The Pat Down. Okay, there we go.
Well, doesn't James Brown have a song called The Get Down or something? The Get Down? Yeah, that's a good song. We'll use that.
I got a song for me and you. Did he tell you?
Sweet baby Jesus.
I don't know. What is this?
You got to play it, Tom. And when he started, you got to stand up and dance with me.
Oh, all right. Very nice. Yes. Yeah, this is lovely.
Well, I thought about you, and this was on both charts, Tom. It was on the country chart and the rap chart.
Okay, I know what it's going to be.
Don't tell him.
I'm not going to. I'm excited.
I am totally unaware of this.
I'm not into white men, but I'm into you.
It's this one in blue here.
You've got to play it now.
Press the button.
Yeah, I'm going to take my horse through the old town road. I'm going to ride till I can't no more. I'm going to take my horse through the old town road.
Pause for a second. This is
that's Billy Ray Cyrus.
Oh, okay. The Icky Breaky Heart guy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Sure.
Father
sure.
of
Miley.
Cyrus,
Miley.
Okay. The girl with the small gums.
Okay. And then it continues.
He has tiny gums.
Pick it up right here.
Ain't no more.
I got the horses in the back. Horse stock is attached.
Yeah,
is matted black. Got the boosters black to match.
Who's this dude?
That's a rapper, Tom.
Okay. I'm just curious.
I believe there was supposed to be dancing.
Yeah, where's the dancing?
Yeah, where's the dancing, Tom? Let's hit it.
Well, let's get back to the action.
Riding on a horse. You can whip your Porsche. I've been in a valley. You ain't been up off that Porsche.
There he goes.
Can't nobody tell me nothing.
This was a hit?
Yeah,
that's a big hit.
Very good, Tom. Very good.
Can't nobody tell me nothing.
Arm kind of hurts. Can't get his arm up.
I don't want to speak on Tom's behalf, but there seems to be several double negatives in this song. ain't nobody telling me nothing.
Yeah,
that means everybody's telling me everything.
Well, three is a one, right?
So yeah, three does equal one in that case.
Okay, good.
That sound good? It's number one on the country. Okay,
it was on country, but then they took it off
because it was just him. And they was like, no, boot, dude, that's not country. So he went and got Billy Ray Cyrus, and they redid. That's the remix.
Yeah.
Now it's on country and rap. That's the hottest song out there, Tom.
Wow.
I think they took it off because they found out it was done by a black man.
Well, we can't say that on this show.
Oh.
Thank God for that.
Darius Rucker. And,
This guy's name is Lil.
Charlie Pride.
Sure.
This guy's name is Lil Nash. No. Lil Nas X.
Nas.
Nas.
Lil Nas.
Lil Nas.
Like nozzle.
As in small nozzle.
But yeah. it's N-A-S.
Yeah,
yeah, like a little nose, Tom. Like a little nose.
But wouldn't you go with N-O-S?
Not well, when you're a rapper.
There's no reason to.
You don't want to confuse black people.
Well, because I have a rule. I don't listen to anyone who calls themselves Lil anything.
Well, honey, that's the baddest song out there. So you should play it again.
Oh, I agree. It's bad.
No.
I care for
it. I like most of these songs that come out in this. I do not like this one, and I don't know why.
Really?
I don't like it. Is it Billy Ray's voice that comes in?
Yeah.
No.
He was really good, but
I'm out.
Young Megan just engaged. Congratulations. You have a destination wedding.
I guess.
You're getting married, you said, in
Palm Springs.
Okay. Palm Springs. So that'll mean your dad won't get to retire for another year.
Oh, he's very upset. The night we got engaged, too, he got so drunk and he kept coming up to me being like, money is no object. Okay, whatever you want. I don't even like your brothers. That's why their wedding sucked. And then the next morning he was like, okay, so money is an object. And I'm not giving you any of it.
Well, no. Let me ask you this. This is somewhat awkward because I know your mom is in the other room.
Yes.
So I'll ask her not to listen to this. Are you at present living with your fiance?
Yes.
You
sinner!
Yeah.
Okay.
We are living together.
That's awkward.
What's wrong with that,
Tom? Why is it awkward?
That's a sin. Why is it awkward?
I thought you were going to ask if I was a virgin.
Well, now that you mention it,
that's what I thought, man.
When I walk back in this room during the break, I can definitely say no to that after the conversation that you were having. It was.
Don't you live in sin with your girlfriend?
It's not in sin. Who said it was in sin?
Are they still boyfriend, girlfriend?
I'm a man of a certain age.
I don't know.
I keep that private.
Uh-huh.
When was the last time you guys had a hot makeout set?
Again,
just a sloppy.
You know that scenario that you like that I'm ashamed that I know exactly what it is? She's doing the dishes and just the apron. You slide up behind her.
Well, first of all, I do the dishes. Let's make that clear.
No dishwasher?
Yes, but Miss Pat, I'm one of those guys. I like to have the dishes pretty much sterile before I put them in the dishwasher.
That's how I am, too.
There's no sanitized setting on the dishwasher.
I have a system at my house. In fact, I don't like anyone helping me with the dishes. I have a way I do it.
Man, I cannot imagine the tense. It's like working at Chernobyl at your house.
Tom's
doing the dishes. His girlfriend sidles up behind him. He, get out of here!
No, that's
get away from me! Cut that dish!
I have
you
a
would
system.
Not eat at my house.
I can assure you.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, he would at least bring his own self.
I think more accurately, you will never eat at his house.
I tell you this. If you came to my house and didn't eat my food, I would slap them.
Okay.
I would have to beat on you.
Pat, I would be happy to go to your home
and eat.
Eat your vittles.
that sounds like my ovaries, Tom.
Well, eating your ovaries, that might be a tough call.
Vittles.
What is vittles, Tom?
Tender vittles.
You think that's a term that Miss Pat would know?
Tell me what vittles is.
I have no idea what vittles are.
That was something that the Beverly Hillbillies used to eat.
Oh, okay. Yes, I think vittles is more country.
Oh,
yes,
sorry.
It is.
Well, they've got a hold of
that. Got that wrong? Sorry.
Try soul food in your vernacular.
Now, I have a friend, and he has a friend.
Hey, he has a friend.
Of course. And when you go to this place, you have to be blindfolded, of course. Yes, go on.
They keep telling me we're going to do this. My friend Daryl wants to take me to a very a specific...
soul food.
Yes, precisely.
Oh, it's the best.
It
Daryl
the best.
Just said in his car to the radio, kiss my ass, right?
Daryl's a great
He's
guy.
Not taking you anywhere.
You ain't had no oxtail to my daughter cook.
Wow. To use the vernacular, I ain't never had no oxtail.
Well, you buy the oxtail because they're very expensive. They cost about $150 a pop if you buying them.
What is an oxtail?
The tail of an ox.
Tail of the ox.
So it really
it's
is.
A round bone. It kind of looks like the round vertebrae and the meat's inside.
Oxtail soup is really good.
It's supposed to be delicious.
No, it is so good. My daughter throw down, baby.
How about does she do the chitlins? That's where you
don't nobody eat no chitlins. That's for poor black people.
Oh. Okay.
I'm middle class.
She's middle class.
Because chitlins are the ones you get the hose, right?
No, what?
Well, you want to clean them out.
I've heard. That's disgusting. Yeah. Middle class people.
I prefer my chitlins that have been, the mud vein has been cleared. Yeah.
You prefer
you don't
no
like,
chitlins.
You don't like chit in your chitlins. Yeah.
Thank you.
Here.
I'm too boo. Susie no for chitlins.
Is the t-shirt that I wear.
You don't have to have a black friend to go to a soul food restaurant. Jason from the staff and I, we've gone before.
No, but I need to know what to order, you see.
Whatever
you
see.
Can read.
Yeah.
Can you not read
and
a Pat, menu?
Miss Pat's right. It's a lot of times you it's right what? There.
They got kale.
You're the reason that everybody walks up to us when we go to a restaurant.
Yeah. Have you ever been here before?
Yeah. You're the reason.
You know my philosophy. You don't. You
never had soul food?
Oh man,
no, I really haven't.
Tom, big I'm tired of you. It's 2019. You gotta let this go.
Okay.
You gotta come I'll take try. Me to yeah, soul food.
Not gonna happen.
Give me your credit card. I'm gonna go buy some oxtail.
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
Welcome to Talkville,
the ultimate Smallville rewatch podcast. Guest star Sarah Carter as Alicia Baker. Although I didn't really work with her a lot. But Tom did, and they had some real big smoochy scenes.
Yeah. Should we talk about that?
Could there be any more sex? What was a three-page makeout scene that just kept going? Good Lord. We get it. They have chemistry.
Jump in now or catch up on any of the past seasons of Talkville on YouTube or wherever you listen.